dribble to Ryan Hileski, left wing. Works his way in, back out to Joe Messing, back to Hileski. Goes around the right side of the lane, goes up for the layup. This one's no good. Rebound Seth Bowles, and we have a whistle. And it'll be a foul against Badax on the rebound. Foul goes against Joe Messing. That's his first. Badax is fifth. Both teams with five team fouls.
Kind of wonder about that shot, too. This is, you know, down at crunch time. You really have to go ahead and play your shots perfect.
You're showing a pretty good armchair quarterback as well currently.
Well, you know. I'm too close sitting over here, you know, next to the coaching Badax staff.
Coaching staff. That's what you get paid to the big bucks, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Brennan Wisner to Smith halfway through the fourth quarter. Still a three-point game. Seth Bowles left elbow
pulls
a layup or a jump shot, and that's in for 2 points.
Well, at this point, I think I'd feed him all he can eat.
One-point ball game, 35-34. Seth Bowles has 11. Ryan Hileski, top of the key, thought about taking three, but knew better. Brennan Wisner picks the pocket of Martin Messing, and we have Seth Bowles trying to call the timeout, but it's going to be resulting in a jump ball. And this will be Badax ball. 3:38 left in the fourth quarter. Badax 35, Lakers 34.
Seth Bowles has just made three baskets right around the free throw line.
And we have a full timeout called by the Badax Hatches on the WLAW Sports Network. 3:38 left in the fourth. It's a one-point ball game, 35-34.
Get Premier savings and a brand new black 2017 Chevrolet Impala Premier now through March 13th. More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring's offering 20% off MSRP on select vehicles. This Chevrolet Impala Premier includes adaptive full-range cruise control with collision mitigation braking and front automatic braking, an 11-speaker entertainment system you'd love to have in your living room, and more. Save a whopping $9,370, but only until March 13th. MSRP $41,145. Supplier for everyone price $31,775. These 20% bargains end March 13th, so hurry to Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. Visit www.mooreshoreline.com or call 989-883-2100. Plenty of other brand new 2017 Chevrolets available too. At Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
FedEx inbounds after a full timeout. They lead by just 1 point, 35-34. They led Ismaes by five just 2 minutes ago, and it's stolen by Brennan Wisner out of the gate. Going up for the layup, and it's in for 2 points and a foul. Brennan Wisner's first field goal couldn't come at a better time for the Lakers. Basket counts, and the foul goes against Clark Brady. That is his third. Team six, Lakers back with the lead by 1 point.
You know, coming out of the timeout, they had the ball. Had the ball in the person's hands that really needed it, and that, of course, was Martin Messing. And then all of a sudden, everything broke loose.
And the layup is the free throw after is good. It's a 2-point lead for the Lakers, currently on a 7-0 run. And it's another steal from Brennan Wisner. 10th turnover. Wisner's layup is good, in for 2 points. It's now a 4-point lead for Lakers, 39-35, a 9-0 run for the green and white. 3:05 left in the fourth quarter. Badax on offense. Hileski over to Clark Brady. Pops the three left wing. This one's short. Long rebound, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Zach Arts. Laker faithful on their feet. And we have a full timeout called by Ron Schwarzenegger with 2:58 left in the fourth. 39-35 Lakers.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Badax, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
Fire it all. 2:58 left in the fourth quarter, and folks, if you're driving down the road, keep the hands on at 10-2.
You might want to pull over.
Yeah, you might want to do that too. Just don't text, whatever you do. 35 for Bad Axe, 39 for Lakers, a 9-0 run for the green and white. Bad Axe last scored with 5:45 left in the fourth. That was 2 minutes and 47 seconds ago. Since then, it's been Lakers with all nine, and Brendan Wisner wide open in the transition as he played that perfectly and not a defender around him. Lakers ties their largest lead of the night at 41-35, 2:48 left in the fourth. Martin Messing takes the shot inside the lane, and we have a whistle on the rebound, and this will go against Braden Smith. Bad Axe will inbound underneath their own hoop.
That was their last foul to give. Each team has six team fouls. The next foul will result in a 1-on-1.
Joe Messing sits down, replaced by Brennan Jurgis. Braden Smith's third, team sixth. Feeds it into Zach Arntz, left block, back out to Jurgis, left wing. 2:35 left in the fourth. Lakers 41-35. Oleski dribbles into the right block. Jump stop, shot's no good. Rebound still loose, brought in by Brennan Wisner. And they're going to say last touch by Oleski. Laker ball, 70 feet from the hoop. Substitution, Bad Axe, number 14, Joe Messing. 2:26 left in the fourth. Jurgis sits down, offense for defense, defense for offense. Smith will inbound, Bad Axe full court presser.
There goes
into
the safety
Brennan Wisner,
bell.
Same type of play, and this one's blocked off the backboard by Arntz. Long rebound from Oleski, pulls up for the mid-range, jump shot in the short corner, and Holeski's first points of the night come with 2:12 left in the fourth. It's a four-point game, 41-37.
That stopped the bleeding, but right now the Lakers are going to have to play ball control.
Brennan Wisner out to Seth Bowles' left wing, taking their time now to Wisner in the corner. Wisner dribbling against Ryan Oleski. Over to Seth Bowles against Clark Brady. Clark
50.
To Troy Chappell in the left right block. He can't get that to fall. And we have a whistle, and this is going to be a foul, I do believe, against Lakers. Foul again.
Yeah, that's a sophomore mistake right
Troy
there.
Chappell with his second, team seventh. So he walked the length of the court and puts Bad Axe at the free throw line with a minute 46 left. It's a four-point game, 41-37. Lakers leading by four at the line. Number 45, a 6'4" senior, Zach Arntz, has not attempted a free throw tonight. He has 6 points, though. A field goal into the second, third, and fourth quarter. Minute 46 left.
Poor Chappell, that's what you call compounding one mistake with another. And it does stop the clock, give an opportunity for the Hatchet to score. Zach Arntz is on the line, letting it fly.
And it's good. And as a bonus, they give him a second. Three-point game, 41-38. Minute 46 left. Zach Arntz, second free throw, upcoming. And it's short, rebound brought in by Minetti. Still loose, though, on the floor, and they're going to say...
Timeout
called by Bad Axe. Now they just have one remaining with a minute 42 left in the fourth. 41-38, heads-up call from the senior, Ryan Oleski. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
For all the new high school game officials that sign up every year, only 1 in 3 will stick with it. A big reason they don't is because of lack of sportsmanship on the part of players, coaches, and parents. We're always on the brink of a real official shortage, so please treat our game officials with the respect they deserve for being out there, because we'd have no game otherwise, and no one to blame but you. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
A 102 seconds remain in regulation. No team has led more than by 6 points. Lakers by 6, Bad Axe by 5. Currently, it's Lakers by 3.